27/19 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, I stand here in America and something called the fire. Paul Sidney has many years on radio. He has contact with people across the nation. He's written a large number of books. And in fact, his latest book we'll be talking about this morning. But he's right on the front lines of this battle to try to get people to understand the spiritual nature of the battle that is unfolding before us. Paul, pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, it's great to be on your program again. As I was listening to you talk and looking at some current events, doing some research early this morning and reviewing these gang violence episodes that are going around the country, and it's so obvious that these are mind control operations. And that there are, unfortunately, very powerful forces in our nation that are seeking to energize and mobilize interracial violence in a kind of divide and conquer strategy. And the news media being very much like George Orwell's news media, it never really discloses the truth. It just promotes an illusion. They don't tell the American people that the so-called random gang violence epidemic is something that's being socially engineered by powerful forces to bring down our nation.
I think that's so very, very true. And, of course, people really don't understand that a lot of these gangs, I believe probably the majority of them are in areas where they fluoridate the water. And, of course, this has a profound impact on the minds of the blacks and the Hispanics. And then everything is done to incite them against the establishment, and we're in real trouble. We're beginning to see social discord, which will just rip out the very heart of this nation.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. And in my new book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, I talk a great deal about this, and I have a chapter called Helter Skelter, which was one of Charles Manson's statements, and he was that fanatical cult leader that was involved. His followers murdered the actress Sharon Tate in that bloody murder, and he claimed to be hearing secret messages through Beatles albums, like the Beatles' White Album, and one of those songs were entitled Helter Skelter. And Charles Manson would ramble on about these coming race wars in America. And he appeared to be just a psychopath and a nut. But I believe he was a target of some kind of mind control operation. And in his ramblings and babblings, he was telling us what was coming. And in the research that I was doing just this morning, I was reviewing the fact that in communist China with Chairman Mao specifically, how he would orchestrate and socially engineer this gang violence, one group towards another, so he could bring down society and have his communist takeover. And unfortunately, here in America, America is under siege. And it's not under siege from some kind of external enemy. It's under siege from an internal enemy. And the end game is to turn America into a state of an unfree state that's part of some kind of new world order.
I think you're absolutely right. And, of course, they're in the process of destroying our economy intentionally and purposely. And the way you do that is to destroy the value of our currency. They are creating $1 trillion a year out of nothing. And eventually, when, of course, are certainly all those, not only the trillions of dollars being created by the Fed, but all those trillion dollars held throughout the world begin to flood into this country. It will simply destroy the value of the life savings of the average American, which is why they've got to move and move very, very quickly to get out of cash, in my estimation. I think we're heading into some very difficult financial times, perhaps later this year. But you go right ahead, Paul.
Well, I agree with you. We were actually praying with a group of friends just the other night. And I wrote a book a couple of years ago called The Day the Dollar Died, and where I talked about the coming planned devaluation of the dollar in order to bring in a world currency. So 2014, as you just said, appears to be a very, very key year. And my concern, and it should be the concern of all of your listeners, is that as the purchasing power of their dollar is devalued, and let's say hypothetically, it loses 50% of its buying power. So you go into the supermarket and what used to cost you $100, for groceries now cost you, let's say $200 or whatever. They are artificially propping up the economy by printing money from nothing, which is what they did in the Weimar Republic before Adolf Hitler took over. And once they stop printing money from nothing, you go into a hyperinflationary mode, and I think we're entering that hyperinflationary mode. But what people need to understand is that when you say the kinds of things that we say, for people that are aware, that they understand that what we're saying is based in fact and documentation. But a lot of people don't understand that the dollar is strategically being destroyed. And the reason for that is they want a one world currency. So 2014 is probably the most critical year that I can ever remember in terms of oncoming financial crisis. And people need to really be prepared for what's coming.
I agree with you. I agree with you totally. Hopefully at least our listeners will have an idea what lies ahead. So I think we're entering very, very difficult financial times. And it was really so interesting is that sometimes you pick up the paper, they tell us, well, you know, things are not too good, although we do have a 2% increase in gross domestic product. What they never tell you is they determine the gross domestic product by telling us that we have a 2% inflation rate, whereas we really have an 8 to 10% inflation rate. And as a result, we have a declining gross domestic product. We are in a recession. We've never gotten out of the recession. Sears and Macy's and Penny's and Best Buy and many of our big stores are having real problems. We're not giving them. Be back in a moment. Have a question? Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the 3 C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dan, our guest this morning, Paul McGuire, who over 10 years was the host on Paper Ride in Southern California. I did a 2 to 3 hour radio program every day informing the people what's going on. He's written, I think, what is it, 22 books, something like that?
Yeah, it's the new one, A Prophecy of the Future of America, is the 23rd book.
Why don't you tell our listeners about your latest book, because we're going to be carrying that, The Prophecy and Future of America.
I consider this book the most important book I've ever written, and the reason I say that is the last thing I needed to do was write another book. I didn't need to write another book, and I didn't need to write a book, let's say, for just for the sake of money. It's not that my ministry doesn't need finances. It does, like any ministry does. But I believe that we are such at the most critical point of the history of our nation, and this year, 2014, is probably the most critical year. And I believe that if people do not become educated and informed and truly seek the personal God of the Bible in repentance and prayer, not this fake church type of repentance, we could very well see, and I'll go so far as to say, if we do not experience the turnaround in a significant number of people, percentage of people in our nation, we're going to go into a totalitarian state. And that may sound, extremist to some people, but that would only be extreme to somebody who's not paying attention to the cultural, social, economic indicators. If we were to take a template and compare what's happening economically and politically and sociologically with what happened when Hitler began to take over in Nazi Germany, and if we were to look and identify all the key factors such as money and politics and culture, and we were to superimpose that grid upon what's happening in the United States right now, I would suggest to you, Dr. Stan, that America is in the same death spiral that Nazi Germany entered into. We are moving into a dictatorial state. And sadly to say that we have hundreds of millions or tens of millions of Christians here in the United States of America who are not going to churches that preach and teach the Bible, that preach and teach truth. They are going to, let's call them, mega church circuses where they're being entertained. It's almost like they're in a hypnotic spell. And if people simply understood history, if they even had a minimal understanding of history, they would understand that what I just shared with you is not an alarmist statement. It's not an extreme statement. It's simply a sober understanding of historical factors. And what happened in Nazi Germany is rehappening in the United States of America.
I fear you're correct. I think that people misunderstand that there is an effort to undermine the Christian church from within. There's a book out there called Jesus Calling, sold over 9 million copies. Christians are reading it. Sounds great. Without realizing, of course, it's taking them away from the traditional Christian message. And this is the sort of thing they know the best way to undermine this country is to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, and that's exactly what they're doing And they're doing it from within with the help of many of our leading ministers, unfortunately.
Well, yes. And in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, I talk about that. And I bring up, for example, at the beginning of our nation, we had Jonathan Edwards, who was the father of the what was called the First Great Awakening. And he loved the Word of God. He understood Greek, Hebrew, Latin. And his grandsons went on to be the founders of universities like Yale and Harvard and Princeton, which were originally founded to educate Christian ministers. And when you read the quotes, or the quotes even of the founding fathers like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Hamilton, when you read the quotes of these men, some who are Christians, some who are not, they all mention, for example, and warned of the dangers of an organization called the Illuminati. They warned of the dangers of the central banks, which is now called the Federal Reserve in our nation. And how is it that these highly educated men, like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Jonathan Edwards, and later on the founder of the Second Great Awakening, Charles Finney, a very educated lawyer, how is it that some of them being Christians, some of them were not Christians, but they were all highly educated, they all understood the reality and danger of the Illuminati as a threat. And you talk to today's pastor, and today's pastor smirk in a very smirk manner. They mock things like the Illuminati as being, quote, a conspiracy theory. And I would suggest to you that the modern evangelical pastor is unlike their spiritual predecessors. The modern evangelical pastor is an uneducated man, knows very little about history, is filled with pride, and does not understand that talk of the Illuminati is not a conspiracy theory. This was an organization that was considered a great threat by very learned, intelligent men who founded our nation. So to those evangelical pastors who think that that's a conspiracy theory, they need to wake up and crack open some textbooks and do their homework before they speak.
Well, we have a caller, I think. Who's calling in?
This is Gene.
Yeah, speak right up, Lowell.
This is Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Good morning. I'd like to ask your guest, Dr. Stan, there are probably hundreds of thousands of us out here that understand perfectly well what's going on, but we feel a lot like a leaf being swept away in a rapid stream. What do you do with your life savings to protect them as these end-time events unfold? Where can you put it?
All right, legitimate question. What do you do with your life savings to protect them? What would you tell them, Paul?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm not a financial advisor, but I am a citizen faced with the same dilemma that many of the people listening are. And if you have your assets invested in a paper dollar bill that's backed by nothing, you're going to get hurt very badly as that paper dollar bill inflates. So I would suggest that you would diversify your economic portfolio and spread it out among things that have actual value, such as gold and silver or food or real estate that you fully own, things that actually have value and that cannot be seized from you, because the last thing you want to do is have your assets in a bank and wake up and find out that the bank is shut and you electronically can't get access to your life savings. So you need to diversify and put your monies into things that have actual value. The stock market, the dollar, a lot of those things don't have any value. It's just hocus pocus. And when they inflate or they're seized or they're converted, you're going to end up with nothing. So you need to diversify, and you need to have possession of commodities and items that actually have value.
I understand that,
right.
But
you
the problem is, even if you're
silver,
invested
you
in land,
platinum, you want to be in perhaps property that will generate funding that you're sure that you're going to be able to rent, that will be in demand, but you want to be diversified. And you want to diversify whatever you're holding. So it is in a number of places, so it can't be wiped out. But then the other thing you need to do is spend at least part of your money trying to help us, Paul and I, and others involved here, get the information out. And we're going to be coming up with all sorts of great information. Paul's a new book on us and the on prophecy and the history of America. Very important, but you need to be join us in this epic struggle to educate the people and to warn them about what's going on. Would you agree, Paul?
Yeah, I would agree very strongly, and I'm going to say something, and I don't want people to think or misperceive it as a self-serving statement, because it isn't. It's a principle that I live by. I have found out probably 25 years ago or 30 years ago that when I began to commit my life to the Lord and I began to do the things that God asked me to do, which is get the kind of message out that Dr. Stan is bringing out through his ministry and the ministry that I'm doing through my books, I'm obeying the Lord. I know Dr. Stan is. We're spreading a message. That's the will of the Lord for our lives. Now, when you're busy with God's business, I'm not talking about going to church. I'm not talking about warming a pew. That's not being busy with God's business. That's just putting your posterior on a seat. But when you're truly busy with God's business and your heart is broken over what's happening in our nation and you have the light of Christ in you and you're doing what you can to, communicate truth and try to preserve this nation, you discover that a supernatural principle is activated, if you will. And that is simply this, that God takes care of the business of those people who are taking care of his business. So if you are truly, I'm not talking about it in a superficial sense, but if you are truly trying to do the Lord's will, and you're truly seeking to do what God wants you to do, God will take care of your business. But if you're just sitting around hoarding your funds and trying to save yourself and you don't have any concern about what God wants done, I would suggest to you that you're putting yourself in the greatest financial danger of all. Because if you seek to save your own life by hoarding and protecting, and you have no regard for what God is trying to do through you, you will end up violating a very serious principle. So the man or woman that seeks to truly do the will of the Lord, like Dr. Stan was making reference to, getting this word out, will find that God has a strange way of meeting their needs and literally protecting them.
Well said. Anything else you wanted to say, our caller?
No, I fully agree with everything that has been said. I believe in a position that I'm a churchgoer, and the problem that we've had is finding a preacher who believes in prophecy and will preach the truth. And I believe that it's incumbent upon us as members of our congregation to see to it that our congregations are informed as to what's going on so that they aren't led by the wide gate and the wide road that
right.
leads to destruction.
Let me respond to what you just said, because you just made an extremely important statement and one that many people are facing. They find themselves going... I'm sorry, Dr. Stent?
Yep, go ahead.
They find themselves going to churches where the pastor is silent about the important issues, doesn't talk about current events, doesn't talk about prophecy, and neither do the other members. And yet people continue to go to those kinds of churches, and they continue to tithe and give their resources and their personal energy into churches that are not communicating the truth. If an individual insists upon going to a church where truth is not really being preached, and they're giving their money and their time and energy to a church that is not doing the will of God, they, in effect, place themselves under a curse. And that curse can be discovered biblically if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28. So it is incumbent upon people that if they want to obey the Lord, and as long as you seek the Lord, as long as they continue to seek the Lord, they prosper, the Bible says. You must obey the Lord, and you must unplug and disengage and walk away from and stop contributing your money and your time to dead churches, or you place yourself under a literal spiritual curse.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management and Greeley ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference that directly affects someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, our stand here is the American Freedom Network. Our guest on fire. Our telephone number is 877-574-7754. But every one of you out there in the listening audience has to be involved. We're moving, in my estimation, into a period of chaos and crisis. I've been at this for 50 years, but I think that things are moving and going to be moving at an increasing rate. Paul, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, your ministry? We will be calling your book, we will be carrying your book on the prophecy and history of America. And how much does that retail?
The book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, is 412 pages, and it retails for $29.95.
Okay, but it's an excellent, excellent book.
Yeah, it's
The book is designed so that anyone can read it. It's not written in a heavy theological style. It's written in a popular style. But after you read the book, you will know exactly why we're in the mess we're in, how we got here, what are some of the hidden forces, such as the Illuminati, that what their plan is for America. But also, the book offers a note of realistic hope, and that hope is based on what happens when God's people repent of their sins and cry out to God. And I believe that there is the possibility of a third great awakening if that spiritual condition is met. I have tons of free articles, tons of free YouTube, all kinds of free information. And if people go to my website, paulmaguire.com or paulmaguire.org, and McGuire is M-C-G-U-I-R-E, paulmaguire.com, they can get tons of free articles. And, of course, they can contact your ministry also, too, for the book. And the book is being read all across the country. And it's the kind of book that if you read it, you will either experience revival or you're going to... the book will radically transform you in a good way, but it will rock your world.
It's an excellent book. That's why we're carrying it. And our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there and you have a question for Paul, but he's been on the front lines of this battle for many years. This is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Because there really are supernatural forces at work today that are what use and are using of the financial and military power of the United States to convert the world. And certainly you can see what's going on. The whole world financial system is on the brink of collapse. I believe we're on the verge of war and conflict, whether it'll be in the Middle East or whether it'll be in the Far East. Or perhaps both, but I feel we're on the verge of some terrible, terrible times. They're going to have a terrible impact on America. But more than that, there's growing, certainly political unrest in this country and growing political violence. That is actually being facilitated and encouraged, certainly by the poisoning the water with fluoride, certainly by doing everything they can to create a racial hatred and unrest among the blacks, with some justification that the average individual doesn't understand that they are being manipulated. It's all being manipulated. But you go right ahead, Paul.
Yeah, and Dr. Stan, everything you said, and I cover a lot of the things also in my book, people need to understand that everything you said is documented. I mean, I've documented it in my book. You've documented it in your writing. You're just not making these things up out of the thin air, such as fluoride in the water. Let's say you go to a pastor who is not preaching faithfully on the current events that Dr. Stan just talked about, and let's say you talk to this pastor theoretically about the issue of fluoride in the water, and the pastor kind of smirks and looks at you like you're a conspiracy nut. Well, all that pastor has to do is they can read my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, other books, or do some Google searching, and you would find historical scientific evidence that would show you, for example, that one of the first things Adolf Hitler did and the Nazis did before they took over Germany is Hitler gave the order to put massive amounts of fluoride in the water. Now, that's an historical scientific fact. And the reason Hitler put fluoride in the water is because fluoride is a powerful tranquilizer, and it's a psychoactive drug. It changes the consciousness of people, especially when you're trying to take over a nation. So you can, if you're uneducated, like most of these pastors are, you can mock that, but the historical reality is that fluoride issue is a real issue. So, if you're I know I'm sounding like I'm being hard on the churches, but I am. I'm a licensed minister. I'm a professor of Bible prophecy. I've walked with the Lord Jesus Christ for over 37 years. I've spent 40 years studying this subject. Prior to being a Christian, I was a revolutionary. At 15 years old, I was demonstrating with Abby Hoffman. I was made an honorary member of the Black Panther Party. I majored in altered states of consciousness, a brand new field of psychology at the University of Missouri. And my other major was filmmaking. I've produced 2 science fiction feature films seen in theaters all across the United States. I've appeared on the biggest television shows on Fox News and CNN, debating the world's leading economists, interviewing presidents and prime ministers. So I have some ranking to speak with authority. And I'm telling you, if you're going to a church that is not dealing with reality, you are placing yourself in the greatest spiritual danger you could possibly place you and your family. And this is not an amusing thing to our Lord and Savior. If you read the Bible, when you participate in a community of so-called believers, whether it's in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and they begin to worship a false god, which is what has happened in America. Instead of worshiping the God of the Bible, they're worshiping the God of secular humanism and psychological motivational theory. When you begin to worship a false god, even though you call it a church, you place yourself and family under a curse, and you place this nation under a curse. And God says in his word, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that will he also reap. So it's your responsibility to repent before the Lord, ask him for forgiveness for listening to a false gospel, get off your posterior, and find a group of believers that believe in the word of God, and then get informed on these important issues, everything from fluoride to gold to investments in silver, diversification of your portfolio, which the book of Ecclesiastes talks about, by the way. The Bible has an enormous amount of teaching on economics and survival in difficult times. So for the people listening, Dr. Stan very eloquently warned we're heading into some very serious times in 2014. And if you are willing to enter an ark, so to speak, and become part of a group of Christians that believe the Word of God, and then you obey what God tells you to do, you can experience God's supernatural protection. But I fear for the safety and the lives of those Christians who are stiff-necked and are rebelling against the Lord.
You're absolutely right. My number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Paul McGuire and Paul Cindy been on the front line of this battle. They're having been the... those of you in Colorado probably don't know Cape Breton, Southern California, but it was the largest station, Crawford Station, that had actually subdivisions in San Francisco and all across the West Coast. Crawford had a tremendous outreach, and Paul did their program for many, many years, trying to warn people what was going on. How long were you with Crawford?
I had I hosted the program for 10 years, and it was an honor and a great privilege to give that warning all across the United States. So, 10 years.
Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Yes, go right ahead. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thank you for reminding us that the nation needs to repent, and thank you for reminding us about fluoride being dangerous. On the news this morning, it says Obama is going to go visit the Pope. The Pope is said to be a Jesuit. The Jesuits use the IHS, which is said to be the Isis, Horus, Seb, Egyptian Trinity. And the Jesuits are said to attack Christians and churches and pastors. So what is your comment on the Pope going to visit, or the Obama going to visit the Pope?
Well, my comment would be is that the organization of people that would call themselves globalists, it has been their plan to divide Jerusalem and make it an international city for quite some time. So it's highly possible that we could see Jerusalem divided, made an international city, either controlled with NATO troops or U.S. troops or most likely U.N. troops. Now, the Vatican at different stages has expressed its desire openly to be the entity which administrates the control of this international city. So this could be an exploratory mission on dividing Jerusalem. And according to the Vatican's own public statement, they would like to administer a governing role in managing an international city. But what we need to also be concerned about is globalists and those people that either with their full consent and will, or because they're being used as tools of Lucifer. These agents of Lucifer, it's not the exclusive domain of certain groups within the Catholic Church. You have the same Luciferian organizations within the Protestant, and more specifically, and perhaps the most dangerous of all, is you have Luciferian groups within the evangelical movement in the United States of America. And that's what concerns me the most, is that we have an infiltration of the once Bible-believing churches in America by humanist, anti-Christian forces that have taken over and even begun the organizational development of megachurches in the United States of America that are apostate churches. They're part of the great apostasy that the Apostle Paul warned about. So this great apostasy, which means simply a falling away from the true biblical truth, and I talk about this in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, apostasy is not the exclusive domain of organizations within the Vatican. Apostasy is also found in the Protestant Church, and more specifically, perhaps the most dangerous area is the apostasy that is found within the evangelical church.
And that
Thank
is
you.
Tragic because we should be leading the way, and yet, of course, we're not because they have infiltrated us. This is long-term planning. Does our caller have anything else you'd like to ask?
No, thank you.
And I'll add one other thing is that the dividing of Jerusalem and then the eventual prophetic scenario where the Antichrist sets himself up to be worshipped as God in the rebuilt temple of Jerusalem is a central feature in Bible prophecy.
Absolutely. Basically, of course, the ultimate goal of one world government, a one world financial system, and to do that, they have to destroy this one, and that's why they're borrowing, creating out of nothing $1 trillion a year here in the United States, and they're doing this in other countries as well. And heaven help us when they destroy our monetary system. And lastly, of course, a one-world religion. And the Pope is working very hard to unite all the nations of the world. And he sounds very good, much of what he sounds, but listen to what he's saying. And, of course, he wants a one-world financial system. He wants a one-world government. He wants this one-world religion. And he's not doing everything he can to bring the leaders of the other religions together. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that we can coexist. In other words, we can basically have to say the other religions are wrong, and Christians cannot work towards a common goal with people of other faiths who want a one-world religion. And we're in real trouble because the leaders of both the Catholic and the Protestant Church, so many of them are certainly working against the future of our society. Paul, we're just about out of time. Your parting thoughts?
Well, my parting thoughts is you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. 2014 is perhaps the most critical year in our nation's history, and people need to be prepared. One way they can be prepared is they can get my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. I know they can order it through your ministry, and they need to keep listening to your show and supporting your show financially. Instead of tithing to an apostate church, which is in disobedience to the Word of God, why not take that same money and make a donation to your ministry, Dr. Stan, so that you can communicate the truth faithfully, and then they'll see the blessing of God on their lives. But they're not going to see the blessing of God on their lives if they partner with, financially and spiritually, a church that is in rebellion from God. So if you want God's blessing, you need to go to live under the shadow of the Almighty, and that, of course, assumes that you're going to live under the authority of the Lordship of Jesus Christ and actually obey His Word.
God bless. Thanks very much, Paul. We'll talk to you real soon.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, America today, because the people from the dark side traded everything there. They have their people in key positions in the military. Certainly they control the six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of America. They control most of our major corporations through their financing, through blocks of stock, controlling the banks and insurance companies that service those corporations, natural resources, means of distribution. And they've been doing this for many, many years. They certainly have their people involved with the media. There's six, we're now about eight major corporations that disseminate about 90% of the information. And a lot of people who know what's going on are afraid to speak out. They have their people in the educational system. They have their people planted in the churches. They have their people planted certainly in the great tax-exempt foundations. Many of the major financiers of this country are involved. And lastly, they control the government, and it's not by accident that certainly between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States, Democrat or Republican, came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. The same thing true with the six of the eight World Trade Representatives. So the eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense during that period, 1977 to 2009, came to the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And President Obama appointed 11 members of the 90 members, 11 of the 90 members of the Trilateral Commission to key positions in his administration. And they still surround and control him today. Don't be mistaken that President Obama is making any decisions or leading the country. He does what he's told to do, and we're in real trouble because a small group of people control this nation, but they are energized by evil. Look at their website. Go to their website, trilateral.org, trilateral.org, and look at their logo, three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. And when you understand we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, things make sense. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Paul's excellent book, The Prophecy and Future of America. It's available by calling Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then you need to talk to others about what's going on. If you'd like to get Gary Ellen's old book, we carry it, but it's still apropos for today, called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. In fact, I'm just rereading it now. I think it's important to have to understand certainly how things were in 1971 when Gary wrote that book. Of course, at that time, why the Trilateral Commission didn't exist. It was because Gary put out 7 million copies of that book that they organized the Trilateral Commission. In other words, another French group. And there where the real power lies today. They control the presidency. And they're using the financial and political power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. And, of course, to destroy Christianity. They've already said they eliminated the lives of a couple of billions of people through abortion. 400 million abortions in China, 400 million in India. And don't you worry, we've helped to finance that through International Planned Parenthood, American Tax Dollars to First. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow.